Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers.
I'm just going to let Frank Sinatra there have the last word. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy, 7 second delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'm Irwin, back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see tomorrow.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm station manager Ken, and with us tonight is the host of 7 Second Delay, a man so funny that he sometimes makes people cough blood, Andy Breckman.
This is you. I'm station manager Ken. You have to mention that you're station manager.
Well, am I supposed
You have to put your title right out front. Lest we forget who we're working for.
That's how I'm known.
Yeah. Welcome to the coal mines.
Welcome to the coal mines?
Yeah. The overlord, Ken Friedman. I'm station manager. Ken, you're not station manager here in this room with me. You're my co-host.
This is what I'm known.
You don't need your title.
I'm known on the air.
By who?
That's what all the listeners call me.
In your dreams, that's what they call you.
Well, thank you for sabotaging another show introduction.
That's what I do.
As is your custom.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
I'm station manager Ken.
Wow. that really bothers
me. It's like when I open a meeting, like when I go to work at my show. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm showrunner Andy. Just call me showrunner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Einstein showrunner.
Well, there's no show yet. Ain't no show yet.
But you're the showrunner.
That's my title, I guess.
Yeah.
Station manager.
Were you showrunner of Monk, too?
Do you make Hank call you that?
No, she just calls me Statio. That's her pet name.
But you're always radio boy to us.
To you?
Yeah.
Everybody else calls me Statio. Stash.
Station manager Ken. Yeah. Don't let the volunteers forget it.
You really think that's the reason?
I don't know. I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah, you've never introduced yourself like that. Can anyone be that insecure that they have to remind the listeners that that they sit behind the big desk? All right, fine. Now, station manager Ken. What do you want to do, station manager Ken?
I don't know, showrunner.
How are things going so far, station manager Ken?
I don't know, CBS television showrunner Andy.
Well, we'll see. Speaking of being a showrunner, we have to bank. I'm going to be in Montreal late in March, I think.
Yeah, we're going to start banking shows.
Yeah, we have to start banking shows. We have to get people to maybe give us half-hour quizzes. Remember we used to do that? People would compile 10 questions on a subject of their choice.
Yep, we need more quizzes, and we need therapists, don't we?
Yes, we will do a half-hour therapy sessions.
Because you really want to rip off Clay Pigeon and John Allen.
I don't listen to them. Are they on the station?
They are, yes. They do happen to be on the station.
Well, you would know, being the station manager.
Yes.
No one's questioning your authority. No, but if we had a therapist and then we could talk to anything, I'll talk to a series of therapists for a half hour each.
Yeah.
And then they can tell us at the end of the half hour. I'd love to hear them analyze us and maybe declare which of us is most well-adjusted.
Not that it's a contest or anything.
Well, I would make it a contest.
Yeah.
I'd bet you $100 I'm better adjusted than you.
I'd bet $200.
That I'm better adjusted than you?
No, that I'm better adjusted than you.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
Because you're a narcissist.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's almost like I'm staking you that. It's almost like I'm giving you that advantage.
And you're a gambling addict.
That's true. All that is true. And yet I will leave you in the dust.
You have a strangubation club? I could go on and on.
Well, except for the fact that's not true. The fact that you fantasize about my strangubation club, I think will be of interest to our therapist.
Fine. The strangubation is optional.
Yeah.
I admit the rules of your strangubation club are very, very loose.
You make me mad.
Unlike the rules.
You make me mad. He comes every week. He just stands in the corner, never pays his dues. insists we call him station manager.
What do I get for paying the dues? I can bring my own rope.
We make all our money on the rope, number one.
Fine.
You bring your own rope.
You want me to rent?
That's like sneaking food and water and drinks into a movie theater. They make all their money on the concessions. By the way, we make a lot of our money on the concessions too. Our little concession
stand.
Well,
I buy popcorn.
Yeah, you do buy popcorn. You just like to sit in the corner and watch. And then that sarcastic applause. That's Ken at my strangubation club.
I'm a voyeur. That's my thing.
It's my thing. That's my thing. That excuses it. Sweetheart, I'm a date rape is my thing.
Lord knows you have your thing.
Oh my God, I'd love to get a therapist. And then we'd broadcast it. I have no shame. I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
I have no secrets from my listeners.
So if you're a therapist, we'd love to have you on. And
how can they contact you?
Ken@WFMU.org.
How can they contact me? That would be Ken@WFMU.org.
Same way.
And then also anyone that wants to put together a quiz for us, a half-hour quiz on any topic.
Right. Any topic at all.
So we will pre-tape these shows because I will be busy. And
oh, you'll be so busy with your CBS television show. Oh, I forgot. Your CBS TV show
runner.
Well,
they're shooting it. They're producing it in Canada. I guess I could... If you wouldn't mind, if you wouldn't object, I could Skype in occasionally.
You mean Zoom in?
A Zoom in, which is better, audio?
Zoom. Yep.
I could Zoom in from Canada?
Yeah. That would be nice.
But how many weeks in a row can I do that?
Yeah, I don't like it when you Zoom in because you talk over everybody, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can use that as a...
Do you know why I prefer Zooming in?
Because then you don't have to come here.
Because then I get to talk over everybody.
Right.
Nothing brings me more pleasure.
And you don't even realize it.
That's the best part of it.
Oh, really?
That's the best part of it.
I see.
That I don't even realize it when I'm talking over people.
Yeah. Because, like, right now, when you're talking over me...
Yes, go on.
Doesn't it give you joy to know that you're dominating me, that you're talking over me?
Yes, there's something about dominating... The self-proclaimed station manager brings me enormous joy. And I do it on behalf of all the volunteers and the staff members here. They probably love it when I rib you.
Yeah.
When I give you a little trouble.
I'd say so.
I think so.
Yeah.
The volunteers take me aside sometimes.
Really? What do they say?
They say shut up to him more. Tell him to shut up a lot more.
Huh.
That's my favorite part. That's what the volunteers say.
Funny.
Yeah. Call him stupid again.
Who tells you that?
They say it with tears in their eyes. Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
Who can you name names? Who's telling you these things?
I don't know their names. What are you going to institute a name tag rule here?
I tried.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, but we have a great show tonight.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
This show involves the women that might be listening. And there must be some.
There's a couple.
Chicks dig me.
There's Annie.
We're going to find... But we don't begin with the women. The first step is finding a guy out there, right?
Right.
A guy that's maybe struggling a little bit, right? Socially, right? Kenny?
I'm leaving this part to you.
Okay, here's the idea. We find a guy, could be you. I'm talking to you, maybe. I think it would work best if you're a single guy, if you've been a little frustrated with the dating scene, with the apps, maybe. Things aren't falling into place for you as easily as you hope they would. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you out there. And what we'll do is, if you're willing, first off, we need you to commit to staying on the air with us for the entire show.
Why?
Right?
No.
Yes, we need them, don't we?
No, they can't be on the air with us for the entire show. We need to be able to leave messages.
Oh, yes. Okay, but you have to come back on the air with us and tell us about your experience at 5 to 7. We need you to talk to you now at 201-209-9368. And then again at 5 to 7, we're looking for a single guy. We're looking for someone who's very, very single, who's a little frustrated with the dating scene, has maybe having trouble.
And what's the public service?
A little trouble with relationships, meeting women.
And what's the service we're providing?
And here's what we will do. You will give Ken, privately, give Ken your telephone number, your cell phone number. We won't release it, right?
Right.
It'll just be ours, and we will somehow connect to that number, connect to your voicemail, right? And we will invite the women listening, and we do have great women listening, right?
Well, there's Annie and Pam.
That's just to name two. The actual number is almost double that.
There's Nadia.
Nadia. Well, Nadia's too young to participate in
this. Well, that's Nadia 1. I was talking about Nadia 2.
Are either of them 18?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to invite our female listeners, our women listeners, to call you. I'm talking to the male listener we choose.
Oh, we have a male listener.
Well, hold on. Calling. Wait, let me just finish. He can wait. They love to wait. They get a kick out of being on hold. They love it.
They hang up.
It's the high point of their week. Okay, we're going to invite the women listening to call you and leave messages on your voicemail, kind of flirty messages. Upbeat, happy messages. Messages that sing your praises. That maybe talk about what a wonderful time they had with you last week.
Right.
How they hope to see you again. How they're worried that because you haven't called.
And what is the guy going to do with these?
Well, these messages, he could cherry pick. He can delete some if he wants and maybe keep his favorite ones. But he could play them at family gatherings. You know how your mother's worried about that you can't meet women, you know? Your father thinks you're gay. You can play these at home when you go home.
Uh-huh. Maybe they are
reassure.
Gay.
Well, if they're gay, I don't know if this is the dynamic that would work best.
Well, if they're gay, then we get guys to call.
We could do that. We could do that.
Yep.
You have to declare what team you're playing on. But anyway, you'd have a voicemail full of messages, flirty messages from women. You could play it for other women, like if you're on a date. Maybe you could pretend that you're just receiving these messages now.
Oh, is that
pretend you're hearing them for the first time.
That's a winning strategy?
I don't see how it can fail. What could be the possible downside to that? Oh, look, I have a couple of new messages. Rhonda, would you mind if I pulled over and played these messages? And listen to a couple of them, and then it turns out it's our listeners that have fed you these phony, flirty messages.
I see. Okay.
What do you think about this plan?
Can we take a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, you and I both know what this guy's going to do with the messages.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hey, Terry, do you fit the qualifications we're looking for?
I do.
You're a single guy?
Yep.
Would you say you're a very, very single guy?
I'd say very, very single, yep.
How old are you, Terry?
62.
Are you 62? And are you still dating? Are you still trying to meet people?
Yeah.
And the idea of filling your voicemail with some nice women, I don't know how old these women will be. I don't know if they're age appropriate, but it doesn't matter because you won't be meeting them. And we should also reassure any woman that's considering calling, Terry will not have your number. It's all going to go through your phone, right?
Correct.
Ken?
The women are going to be calling me.
That's right.
And then I'm going to be joining in Terry.
So Terry, you will not have any woman's number. You might not even have their real name, but it will still be. Maybe a little bit of an emotional boost, right, Terry?
Sure.
Terry, tell me about yourself. Are you employed?
I am.
First off, congratulations. That puts you in the top 2% here at FMU, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
When was the last time you had someone employed calling?
I can't.
Yeah, I shower daily.
And you shower?
He loves showers.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a job.
You want to tell us what your job is?
I'm an advocate for seniors. I'm an ombudsman.
There's no such thing.
Oh no, that's a real thing, an ombudsman.
An advocate for seniors, and who do you advocate? Let me see. I'm sorry. Who is sitting at the other side of the table when you are advocating?
Like nursing homes.
I see.
Other family members, the state.
So now, are people hiring you privately? Like, are you case by case with private clients?
No, I'm going to nursing homes to make sure that they're run properly and that people are taken care of and the food is adequate and care is given.
Well, how could a nursing home not be run properly? It's just filled with professional nurses and what? They're all, I can't understand what the concern would be.
Private equity.
Yeah.
And Terry, have you got any hobbies?
I have a ton of hobbies.
Okay, tell us a couple of them.
And that's the thing, I just...
Well, he already told us.
I love
He already told
film.
Us he showers.
I've seen all kinds of... I see a lot of the films in film festivals. I mean, I see films that come from Cannes.
Oh, film.
I love film. I've got thousands of records. I got more records than the NSA.
Okay.
And where do you live, Terry?
I live in Burlington, Vermont.
Perfect. And Terry, so what would you do if we could fill your voicemail with eight or nine of our listeners who would leave you kind of flirty, upbeat, fun messages? What would that mean to you?
It would be a goof, you know. It'd be a goof. I called before I knew the actual what the prize was. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that you're in a situation with a family member or a friend and you would take out your phone and say,
totally.
It looks like somebody called me.
I evangelize about WFMU, and I would say, this is a lark. Look at this. This is funny.
Or can you imagine a scenario where it would be a little more than a goof and, hey, this is funny? Can you imagine a scenario where you would actually try to pawn off one of our voicemail messages as a real message?
I can't imagine that.
Say yes, Terry. Say yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would. You would think that would be a goof also.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, all three of us know that he's just going to be masturbating to him. So, what the hell? I don't even know what this whole discussion's about.
Well, don't say that.
We're just wasting our time.
Don't say that, because then nobody's going to call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish I had that back.
Yeah.
Can we rewind that?
Didn't you learn anything in strangulation?
Wait. Can you hit that red button and make that last comment go away?
It's too late now.
Why? What's it? Why? How is it too late?
It only erases the last 5 seconds.
Well, quick, do it now.
It's too late.
I can assure all the women out there that I would never do that. That it's not that's not my thing.
Thank you, Terry.
It's not Terry's thing. Yeah. Terry's into showering and movies
and film.
And film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and records.
And records.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Burlington, Vermont history.
Yeah. And
Lake Champlain.
Yeah, and actually assisting the infirm, the feeble-minded.
Yep.
Compassion is his middle name.
Compassion is his middle name.
I donated a kidney.
You donated a kidney
10 years ago.
Nice,
Terry. You're an angel. You're going to get to heaven. I would love to be your plus one.
Okay, let me get Terry's phone number. I got to take it off
okay,
the air.
So Ken is going.
Can I make this show suggestion I had that it came to me today about this show?
Yeah,
I've never been more frightened in my life. Yes,
that you guys switch. Positions that you switch persona, and that you know your Andy is Radio Boy, just knowledgeable and pleasant and organized, and then Ken is jerky.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we might do that. Okay, Ken's going to go take your phone number. We're not going to announce your phone number. We're not going to share your phone number with anyone. And the women who call, their phone numbers also will be respected and kept private. So Ken's getting Terry's phone number. Any woman who calls now to leave a flirty...
okay, and you have voicemail on that, right?
Happy, upbeat,
okay, so I'll be calling,
optimistic, forward-looking message on Terry's voicemail.
You in and they'll leave a message for you.
Your phone number will not be forwarded to Terry.
No, I can't do that because then I'd have to give them your phone number.
Yeah, Terry, you cannot get their phone number. Nice try, pal.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Well played, Terry. Wait, is that the end of Terry? We're not going to talk to Terry anymore?
Oh, well, he has to call back at 5 of in half an hour.
But we could always call him. We have his phone number
yes,
now, right?
Yes, that's true. We do, yes.
Okay. So now
Now we go
to stage two.
Yes, now we give out my phone number.
No. Do we do that?
Yeah, I have to give out my cell phone number.
Hold on. Tap the brakes. Hold on, soldier. Wait, holster that weapon. Hold on. Isn't there another way to do this?
Not that I know of.
Okay, let's just play this out. What if a woman calls our regular number?
Okay.
Sort of auditions for us. We make sure she understands the concept, right? We like her.
Okay.
And then can you give her... I see. Then, that's right.
No, because if she calls Terry, then...
Terry will have her number. We can't do that. You're right. I get it.
So all the calls
now going forward for the rest of the day, for the rest of the hour, will be through your phone.
Right.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're going to give out your phone number?
Yep.
Do you ever do that? Have you ever done that before?
Many times. Lots of listeners have my phone number.
Kenny. But do you always keep it off?
No.
But Kenny...
They don't bother me.
Kenny, the listeners, the FMU listeners, as a rule, as a general rule, and it's not true with all of them, are really stupid.
No,
they'll call you and say stupid things.
No, they don't do that. They respect me. You know why?
Oh, Ken.
Because I'm station manager Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Built-in respect.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to see how this show goes. Built-in respect because of the title. Station manager Ken.
I'm not radio boy Ken to them. I'm not showrunner Ken.
You mean people will have your number and they won't misuse it? They won't dial it at 4 in the morning.
It almost never happens.
Oh, my God. Because we gave out my number once by accident.
Yeah, well, it's because people hate you.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
See?
That explains so much.
Yeah.
Yes, that puts everything in perspective. Yes, they hate me.
Right.
They want to bother me.
Yes.
They have no sense of boundaries with me.
Right.
They don't respect me enough.
Right.
Yes. Okay, what is your phone number? And this is for, and we're just looking for women that are willing to
leave a message for Terry.
To Bachelor Terry. He sounds like a great guy.
He is. I know him. He's a great guy.
And is that all true about helping the feeble-minded?
Yep. They're not feeble-minded. They're
Well, he said they were elderly.
They're seniors.
Yeah. Oh, you've never met a senior citizen?
You're a senior. I'm a senior.
Huh. Good point.
Thank you. Feeble.
Okay. I meant to say, I meant to say addle-brained. Is that better?
That's fine.
Okay. He's a champion of the addle-brained, and he lives in Vermont.
You can also just say the addled.
The addled. He takes showers.
Yep.
Hey, how'd you like to leave a message for our friend Terry, the ombudsman?
Ombudsman. You can't even say ombudsman?
I got a lot of the syllables right. He's 62. He's a healthy, vibrant 62.
Yep.
He has many interests, including
showering
and watching movies.
Collecting records.
Ladies, do not let this one get away.
Donating kidneys.
Oh, he donated his kidneys. That's right. Oh, yeah. God, he's a decent guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good man.
He seems to know our show.
Yep. All right, so let me give up my phone number, and this is only for women who want to leave a message for Terry. You would call me, that way Terry doesn't get your phone number. And my phone number is 201-575-5608.
Now, wait, let me ask you this, Ken, and I don't want to throw a wrench into the works. Is Terry the best choice for our single guy?
Oh, I think he's a great choice, yeah.
He's like almost a contestant you'd see on one of those TV dating shows.
Oh, like the dating game?
Well, like the senior citizen golden boy.
Golden bachelor?
Yeah, because he's almost textbook perfect, you know?
Oh.
He's almost manufactured by some AI program.
Because of the kidney.
It's helping the addle-brained.
The addled. Just the addled.
Why don't we just say the addled and the addled brain?
Okay. Both.
Both.
Because when you say addle-brained,
yeah,
it kind of implies
exactly
something wrong.
You bet, baby.
Something wrong with
their brain. They're sitting in the common room just watching Murder, She Wrote for hours on end.
Watching Monk.
Yeah, watching Monk, waiting for Terry to come visit. Terry, represent me. Terry, they didn't give me seconds. Terry, I didn't get enough pudding yesterday.
Nurse Ratched is being so mean to me.
Yeah. 201-575-5608.
And nobody's calling.
No. What did I do wrong? Did I scare people away?
I believe you may have.
Oh, no. Don't. I'm sorry. Don't. Yeah. I'm sorry. We just need a woman to kick things off, to just leave a friendly message to Terry that he could play for his friends to impress his friends. You know he will, right?
Yeah.
He's sitting around. You know, maybe he'll impress his addle brain friends.
The message could be something like, "Hi, Terry, it's Jane. Had a great time last night. That was such a great movie."
Yeah, I loved going to a movie. I loved going to the Cannes Film Festival with you, and then shower, and then watching you. No, not watching you shower. That wouldn't be good.
No.
Then hearing you shower. It was great to hear you shower from the other room.
No, that's weird. That's
well, we know he likes to shower.
Yeah, I think you should drop the whole showering thing. I'm going to cross out showering.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
No one's going to call.
Yeah, no kidding. I tried to tell you this.
Hey, Ken.
I tried so hard.
Even Pam, who's game for anything. Even Pam.
She's not calling.
I guess women think it's creepy.
I guess so. I wonder why that would be.
I thought women thinking it's creepy would be why they'd call. I thought that would excite them. Oh, good. I get to make a creepy call. Wait, we should explain. Terry will not have your phone number.
That's correct.
We will respect your privacy. You can use a fake name even.
Well, I will have their phone number, but I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, no, you're a grown-up.
Because I'm station manager.
Yeah, you're station manager Ken. And I'm his deputy.
I'm not best boy Ken. I'm not showrunner Ken. I'm not gaffer Ken.
No one's calling. Okay, we have a single guy. He's lonely. He's in Vermont. He's a great guy. He just wants to fill his voicemail messages with some friendly little voice clips. Right?
Yeah.
From some, oh, this is not going to
just because it's a goof. It's just a goof for him.
Oh, this is just not going to work. He's not going to do anything dirty with it.
No.
Why did I make that joke?
Yeah, why did you make that joke?
Hit the red button.
It's too late. Oh. Oh, look at it. It's Pam.
Okay. Wait, how do we hear Pam?
Hi, Pam. Oh, wait a second here. How come? Hang on.
You got to put her on speaker.
Hi, Pam.
Here's another problem with your concept. They have to be able to hear me on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's not a problem. Okay. Hang on.
You said my name 3 times, so I had to call.
I know. You're like, it's irresistible. That's almost in your contract, isn't it?
Yes, the fine print.
Yeah. No, you have to do anything the guy says if he says your name 3 times. Isn't that the rule?
In another universe, maybe, yes.
Oh, I can't wait to get to that universe.
Exactly.
I'm just 3 universes away.
Keep hoping, Andy, yeah.
Oh, man. I just sit here and cover the next universe. So, Pam, will you leave a nice message for Terry? He sounds like a real mensch.
Yeah, of course I will.
Okay, so Ken, you have to merge these calls.
Okay, I'm going to add Terry in now.
Okay.
Terry's voicemail.
Right.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Terry's voicemail. And Terry will not have your number, Pam. Not in this universe or the next universe.
It's fine. He seems like a fine guy. But
he does seem like a good guy. He seems like...
Valentine's Day show, and I might have been connected to him via email, but he lives in Vermont and I live in California, and yeah.
Okay, are you ready, Pam?
Oh.
Sure.
Do you think on a previous show, a Valentine's Day show, hold on, we'll have to follow up with that later.
Okay, here's another problem.
We have to hear Terry's outgoing message.
Hello?
No, Terry. No, you let it go to voicemail. Yeah.
Oh.
You wonderful, wonderful, nutty boy. Wait, although, Terry, Terry, did you, Terry? Yeah. You've met my friend Pam, haven't you? In a couple years ago.
No, but I'm from Berkeley in San Francisco and Oakland.
That's where she's living now, and I can tell you,
yeah.
I can tell you, she's not only a friend of the show, but she's a friend of mine, and she's a great person, all around great person, almost as decent a person as you are.
Yeah.
I mean, decency is something. Decency is something you would have in common. And she said that you guys. Yeah. She said you guys actually exchanged emails years ago on a Valentine's Day show.
No. So
then we did what on a Valentine's Day show?
You exchanged emails on a Valentine's themed show that we did years ago.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't know we exchanged emails. But I remember being on that show. I called. It was a goof.
So, Terry...
It was not a goof, young man. And I don't want you to denigrate my friend Pam like that. Pam is not a goof. Pam is a serious woman, a four-dimensional woman,
empowered
woman. Also, as an aside... If this interests you, she'll do anything you ask if you say her name three times. And that's something I look for.
Universe.
It's something I look for in a woman. That's really all I look for in a woman.
I'm pro Pam, no doubt.
Okay, well, Pam wanted to leave a voicemail message, but you picked the... Oh, Pam...
Pam hung up.
Pam hung up. No, because you're fakakta system with your phone.
Oh, no. Pam, are you still there? Somebody else was calling me.
Okay, so picked up the phone. Get the next caller.
All right, I'll hang up.
And Terry, you must not answer the phone anymore.
I get that, but I thought you were I thought you were saying, call him now for some reason.
Oh, you're so funny.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, this concept is just not. Oh my God, we only have 25 minutes left.
Yeah, now the other person has hung up.
Okay, here's the number to call to leave a message for Terry. 201-575-5608. 201-575-5608. It's an easy number to remember.
Why is that?
Well, just remember there's a simple mnemonic device.
What is it?
Just remember this. 201-575-5608. Just remember that. You've got it.
That's not a mnemonic device.
What? You've got sheep?
What sheep?
I don't know. What was that noise? Was that your ringer?
What are you talking about?
Oh, dear God. This is not working at all. I just want to leave some voicemails for Terry.
Yeah.
201-575-5608. Don't call the regular station number. Don't call the regular online number. 201-575-5608.
Oh, I see. Somebody misunderstood and left...
message for you.
A message for Terry on my voice.
No, that's not good.
Do you want to hear that?
No.
You don't want to hear it?
No, we want someone to leave the message live. Terry will not get your phone number. Don't even have to give him your name.
It's a pretty good message.
But what good does it do us?
Yeah, that's true.
We want it on Terry's phone. You have to call Ken's phone, and he will forward the message electronically. 201-575-5608. We just are trying to leave. We're trying to make Terry's day. Terry deserves it, wouldn't you say, Ken?
Yes, absolutely.
Seems like a...
Okay.
Is that your ringer?
Yes.
That's your ringer?
That's my ringer.
Couldn't be more stupid.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Stacy, and I'd like to...
No. Okay, see?
Yeah, see, that's a guy.
That's a guy trying to be funny.
Guy pretending to be a girl.
Yeah. 201-575-5608. We love... we'd rather have girls who don't have to pretend to be girls. Okay, there you go. Is this a chick?
Hi, Terry.
Oh, for the love of God. Ken?
Yeah.
Ken?
Yeah. Andy?
I'm getting a... Well, how am I feeling right now?
You're losing the will to live. Maybe you've already lost it.
I just want Terry to have a good day.
Yeah.
I just want to make Terry's day. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is too much.
201-575-5608. Let's just start getting women calling. Just be flirty. Just be upbeat. Just leave them a friendly message. You want to play the voicemail that somebody left? Just to give as an example, as a template?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Let's see here.
Okay. Here we go. This is a sample voicemail of the kind of thing that would make Terry's day.
Hang on.
You have to just, okay. Fine. Okay.
Just struggling.
It's okay, Ken. I get 3 or 4 shows a week. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Okay.
Hi, this is Sandy calling from Tammy D'Angelo's office. I'm calling to confirm.
Oh, God.
That was one of your...
That's an actual message.
Yeah, for a prostate exam or something.
Prostate exam?
Okay. Is this somebody... 201-575-5608. Are we asking too much?
No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
There you go. Hey, Annie, our friend Terry is a little lonely. He's living in Vermont, and he would love a little pick-me-up. He would love a few messages on his voicemail.
That's what I've heard. I have no idea what to tell him.
Well, just pretend that you had a wonderful time with him, or pretend you are looking forward to seeing him soon, or pretend that you're an old friend that misses him. You know, just turn it up. Just crank it up. Annie, crank up the charm to 11. Annie, turn it all the way up, honey. Gosh. Annie, it's like, you know, after a great first date, you know? It's the voicemail you leave after a great first date.
I haven't dated in 30 years.
Then it'll all come back to you. It's like riding a bike. Here we go.
Are you ready, okay. Annie?
Here Hang we go, on. Annie. You're the best.
Okay. Don't leave the message yet. Hang on a second.
Okay. And Terry, if you're listening, do not pick up the phone, son. I know you're lonely. I know it's hard. I know every impulse is to pick up the phone. Okay. This is now the sad part of the show where Ken is trying to merge the calls. Okay, Ken, hit merge. That's right, son. That's right, son. You're almost there. That's right, son.
Yeah. Hang on, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Doing the... How come it didn't work?
How come we don't rehearse shows anymore? How come we don't talk about them in advance?
Okay, here we go.
Just do it. Just focus.
Oh, I know.
For once in your life, Ken. Just take your time. Just get it right. Dial like the wind. We're going to lose Annie.
No, we're getting
Annie
there.
Has a life.
Annie's still there.
No, Annie has a life.
Hang on, Annie.
Here we go, Annie.
Here we go, Annie.
Okay, Annie, this is going to be... This is a message for Terry. No, merge now.
I can't merge now.
Yeah, you can. Yes,
no,
you can. No, I know how to do it. I do it all the time.
It's grayed out.
No. I do it all the time.
It's grayed out. See? Merge calls. Once he answers, I can... Once the voicemail answers, I can merge.
I don't think so. Has he activated?
Your call has been... trying to reach is not available. Okay. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up... Hi, Terry. This is Annie. It was so great to connect with you over WFMU, and I can't wait to see you again. So, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yay!
Really? That was a yay?
Annie did it.
Well, she did it.
Yeah. Success.
Now, from how many stars would you give her message?
2.
Yeah, 2.
What was it missing from your point of view?
Kind of, maybe, you know, kind of some innuendos, like kind of a little more flirtatious.
Or kidney donation mentioned?
No, but like mentioned, I loved having dinner with you, and I especially enjoyed having breakfast with you. You know, those kind of things, those kind of hints.
How about, I think it's so hot that you donated your kidney.
Yeah, that's good too, yeah. Just thinking about it makes me hot. Yeah.
I love a man with one kidney.
Yeah, why?
Because
you could hit him really in the side as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Not hurt him.
You could even knife him in the side where the kidney used to be, and it probably wouldn't do a whole lot of damage.
You'd do some damage, yeah, but you make a good point, Ken. It wouldn't do a whole lot of damage.
Right. It's not like a kill.
It's not like a kill shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no kidney there.
Ain't no kidney no more. It's a big just...
Seriously, ladies, before you stab Terry, make sure you got the right side. Make sure you know which kidney's missing. Oh, my God. I can't emphasize this enough. Those of you who plan to go insane and psycho on Terry, please plan ahead. 201, wait, no, that's not the number.
Yeah, 201-575-5608.
201-575-5608.
Annie just laid the template.
Yeah.
And I got one thing I realized I have to do is I have to add Terry's number into my voice.
Yeah, that'll make it a little easier, right?
Make it faster.
Yeah, faster. Yeah. 201-575-5608. Hey, we have 16 minutes left. We can get maybe three or four more calls on Terry's voicemail, right?
Yeah.
You could tell Annie was a little embarrassed.
Only a little bit.
Yeah, because she has dignity.
Oh, I hate that. Where does that come from, the dignity thing?
A lot of people listen to other radio stations.
Huh.
And learn about dignity there. 201-575-5608.
Oh, you used the mnemonic device.
Yeah, I remembered it.
That's great. That's my phone number. That's not Terry's phone number.
And Terry will not get your phone number. It'll all be channeled.
Through my phone.
Through Ken's phone.
Right. Which is, yeah, fine. I was hoping it could go right into the board on the Bluetooth, but that's not working.
Oh, there's a lot of things not working. I'm making a mental list.
Yeah, what else is on that list?
Of things not working?
Yeah.
Us, our chemistry, our natural chemistry.
Yeah, it's been better.
Yeah, it has been better.
Yeah,
I know.
Natural chemistry.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it's you. I think you're just off today.
No, I think it's you.
Shut up.
We need a therapist. And we need people to give us quizzes. My email is ken@wfmu.org. I'm going to try to get Shannon, who is Clay Pigeon and John Allen's.
I'll talk to anyone.
Great radio therapist.
I have nothing to hide. My life's an open book. Hey, call us. Call Terry via Ken, 201-575-5608. Okay, Ken, answer the phone.
That's my phone number.
Yeah, but answer the phone.
That's not Terry's phone
number. Yeah, that's not Terry's phone number. And Terry will not know your phone number.
Terry's not even the only Terry in my phone.
Really?
Really?
Ha! Really?
Yeah, there's
fascinating.
A few. Yeah.
Really? I want to hear more about it in a minute. All the Terry's in your phone. Okay. 201-575-5608. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken was mentioning that he has multiple Terry's in his phone book, in his cell phone.
Seven, to be exact.
Seven, yeah. That's just a taste of the kind of fun you've been missing.
That's
if you're just tuning in.
Lucky number.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. It's
lucky
a lucky number of Terry's. Who's your favorite Terry in that book, in your phone?
This Terry. This Terry who we're trying to help out tonight.
He wouldn't be my favorite. I judge a man by how many kidneys he has.
You know how many Andes? Oh, my God, I have so many Andes. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 Andes.
Okay, without looking, do you think you have more Roberts than Andes? Without looking.
No.
Oh, I think you do. Okay. Oh, I think you do. I would bet you right now.
Oh, you're right. I do have a lot of Roberts.
I win. I know you're...
Whoa.
I know you're...
Whoa.
Exactly. Why would you have more Andes than Roberts? What possible reason?
Because of you and your multiple personalities? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no. See, Fabio Roberti, that doesn't count. John Roberts, that doesn't count.
Four of my multiple personalities are named Robert. 201.
Roberta, that doesn't count.
Okay, wait. We need women leaving messages. 201-575-5608. I just want to score with one flirty message to our friend Terry. 201-575-5608. Look, wives and girlfriends can call even if their boyfriends are in the room, right, Ken?
Correct.
No, they'll be proud of you. It'll turn them on. It's like if you bought a blonde wig and you put it on just before you got home. It would turn them on.
I heard you take a phone call tonight in my office from a fundraiser for your daughter's college.
Yeah, that's right. They called me by mistake. They thought I would write them a check.
Yeah.
That's so funny. A lot of people raising funds make that mistake. They call me.
And I heard you tell the fundraiser that they should call your wife.
Yes. Beth is a much easier touch.
Not to ask her for money.
Yes.
What you said was tell her to put on her blonde wig before I come home.
Yeah, that was my idea of a joke. We have it's a little inside joke. I'm your privy to. But that's just a sample of the kind of things we'll get into with our therapist.
Okay.
What will you be talking about with your therapist, with our therapist, our joint mutual therapist?
I haven't decided yet. I guess we'll see what comes up.
201-575-5608. I just want one. I just want to succeed really once. One clean bullseye. Don't you?
That would be nice, yeah.
Oh, please, if there's a woman out there. What did I do? What did I say that turned them
off? Well, you didn't necessarily say anything. I did try to warn you that women would not want to do this.
They don't want to, even if they don't have to leave their name or their number.
Yeah.
Just anonymously.
Even if they could use a fake name, and even if they're only...
But we're asking them to flirt with a great guy anonymously.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm going to give the number out again. Please, somebody, 201-575-5608.
Maybe Beth, in her blonde wig, can explain to you why women would not want to do this. Because I was unable to do so. Or maybe your daughters. Maybe one of your many, many daughters.
Ken.
Would it be okay if your daughters did this?
No, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Oh, so
I
maybe...
Does
that help you understand?
Yes, it does. It kind of does, yes. I wouldn't want my daughter to call. Yes.
So, Rachel?
Yeah. Wouldn't want her to call.
Julie, Molly?
I wouldn't let them.
Okay, so Rachel, Molly, and Julie, change your voice. Put on a funny voice.
What, would you be comfortable if we heard from Daisy?
Nope.
There it is. It is, baby.
But I told you that women wouldn't want to do this.
You know what's interesting? Here's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I'm semi-serious.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't I listen to you? Why didn't I believe you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're saying now, in hindsight, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you were very dismissive of my opinion, and you assured me that there'd be no problem.
I believe I used the word gangbusters.
Yeah.
201-575-5608. Well, who's calling on that line?
Yeah, people are
that
still...
That means nothing to us.
Yeah, people are still calling the other number.
On-air number. No, we want you to call. Ladies, crank up your charm to 11. Call Terry at 201-575-5608.
No, they're calling me.
Yeah, they're calling you.
Calling me, station manager.
You'll be leaving a message to Terry anonymously.
You can use a fake name.
You can use a phony voice.
And I'm adding his number in, so it's me calling Terry. You're not calling Terry. You're calling me.
It's not going to happen.
And then I'm calling Terry.
201, I'm going to do it one last time.
Okay.
This is the last time I'm giving the number.
Okay, go ahead.
So for the love of God, chicks out there, and don't wait for your husband's permission to call.
Oh, chicks out there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get them to call. So chicks out there,
yeah.
You don't have to get your husband's permission.
Or your boyfriend's permission.
Yeah.
Just go to the other room. Just call secretly. You know, go to your closet. Go outside. Call from the car. 201-575-5608. 201-575-5608.
You realize that you've been sabotaging the show from the moment it began. From the very moment we opened up the microphone.
2020. That's hindsight.
You've been sabotaging
this
show.
Yep.
Hey, we are doing a bingo night in Monty Hall, December 5th.
What could go wrong?
Tickets are on sale, $5.
Including, we play bingo a little differently. We play a few of the rounds will be honor system bingo. We will trust you. We will not check your card.
Also known as fantasy bingo.
Yes. All you have to do is say bingo, and you will have won cash money.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Allo.
Hi, Allo.
Thanks for calling. And on behalf of Terry, thank you very much for calling. Terry is a single guy. He's in Vermont, and we're leaving him voicemail messages.
Okay.
Are you ready to leave him a voicemail message?
Yes.
Okay, so Allo, I'm going to call Terry, and then when you hear it beep, that's when you leave him a message, okay?
Turn it on, Allo. Turn it on. Strut that stuff. Work that skirt.
Jesus Christ.
Make it happen for Terry. He's a good guy, Allo. Okay, Allo, you ready? Hang on, baby. You're almost done. You're going out there an unknown. You're coming back a star. Oh, you have to wait for the...
The voicemail has to answer.
Oh, this is fun. It's always fun to hear someone's voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to... not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Terry from Vermont. I'm way down south in Florida, taking a bath and calling you. And... I hope you have a great night. Goodbye.
Well done, Allo.
Well, we got a girl in a bathtub.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
It's something. It's a girl in a bath.
Yeah, what would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 33?
1 to 33?
Yeah.
That's an 11.
11?
Well, it's just so short.
Yeah. She didn't do the kidney bit at all.
Can anybody top that? That was good. That was good.
Not bad. Yeah,
not bad. 201-575-5608. Just a woman out there that could leave a more flirtatious message. And by flirtatious, I mean maybe a little steamier.
Yeah, what do you mean? Oh,
like
steamier. Okay, so my bath.
I mean, she's
my bath is hot.
My bath is hot. Well, I mean, we know Terry's into showers.
The water is steaming up.
I don't know if he's going to respond to the bath.
Oh, what's that on the mirror? Oh, it's fog.
Yeah, that's where you go, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken, I think your marriage could use a blonde wig. 201-209-9368. We should give blonde wigs out as our marathon premium.
No. No, we're not doing
Let's
that.
Let's do that.
No. All right. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to leave a message for Terry.
Yes, and he would love to hear from you. What is your name?
It's Julie.
Hey, wait, this isn't my Julie, is it?
It is your Julie.
No, it is not.
It's your daughter Julie changing her voice.
It better not be my Julie.
It is.
Is it?
Hang on, Julie.
No, Julie, honey, we have to go. Let me see the phone number.
Hang on, Julie.
Let me see the phone number.
Wait a second.
No. She can't leave a message.
It's too late.
No, I don't want her to leave a message.
I'm adding Terry in.
Wait, that's not my Julie.
Hang on, Julie. It's Terry's phone is ringing now.
This is killing me. No, you can't do this.
I even recognize that as your daughter, Julie.
Wait, let me see the phone number.
It's not showing
her phone number.
It's not appearing. I don't want to mess this up. We want to get a 32 or a 33.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Terry. This is Julie, Andy's daughter. So amazing to hear about you and your kidney. I would love to see your scar. And, you know, maybe you could look at where my kidneys are and see whether I could give you one. It's great, great talking to you, Terry. Hope to see you soon. Bye.
Nice. That was a 31.
That was very sweet. I'm glad I'm no relation to that nice woman.
What do you mean, no relation?
Well,
have you disowned your daughter, Julie?
That is not quite my daughter, Julie. It might not even be a real Julie.
Well, we told women that they were free to change their name.
Yeah. Do you want to try for one more?
Sure. Why not?
201-575-5608. We have time for one more. Oh, we should hear from Terry, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So he can thank us.
Right.
He better thank us, that ungrateful bastard. All the work. We just gave him an hour of our life, an hour of airtime. Valuable, valuable WFMU airtime. Okay. Well, you can call him on the regular phone. You don't need that phone now.
Well, I had his phone already.
Oh, for the love of crack.
In here.
Okay. Terry, now you pick up the phone, son. You don't go to voicemail now, son.
No, you leave him voicemail.
No, now we leave him voicemail?
You leave Terry voicemail.
Fine.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, Terry, this is Andy and Ken, and I'm calling so you could thank us. I know we just changed your life. I know it means the world to you. We just dedicated an hour of WFMU airtime. What is that worth on the street, Ken, an hour of airtime on FMU? Like over $40.
Oh, you want it in U.S. dollars?
It's a $40 value. And I know we had we scrounged up three or four women.
There's Annie and Andy's daughter, Julie.
Well, not my daughter, Julie, but a Julie. And there were a couple of nice... Oh, I think we just lost them.
Okay. That's because his voicemail is all filled up with other fake messages.
With other chicks. So who do we want to thank?
We want to thank Jeremiah.
I want to curse out the person that gave us this idea.
For the newsletter, that would be you.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Thanks to the President Pam.
Who tried her best to help out,
yep.
As always.
Yep.
She was in there swinging.
And don't forget, we're actually...
Hey, if you meet Pam in person, she'll do anything you say if you say your name three times.
And it's a very short name. It's only one syllable.
I know, baby. You get right down to business with Pam.
Yeah.
You're not wasting a lot of time saying her name. And we're...
It's not like Penelope.
Yeah, I know, Penelope. You're half asleep by the time she's doing your bidding.
Esmeralda.
Exactly. Hey, we have a bingo night coming up.
Bingo night, December 5th. It's a benefit for WFMU, and we're looking for people to give us quizzes or therapy. And if you can offer either one, that's for when Andy's out of town, having the time of his life up in Toronto. As he transforms into showrunner Andy of the new CBS TV series.
Dear God, get to the point. Get to your address.
Einstein. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online.
Boring.
At WFMU.
Boring. Legal ID. Boring.
Oh, Terry's calling now. It's too late, Terry.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. They call me Lucky Mr. Lucky Guy, and you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chilla.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. It's so wonderful to see a packed house.
Yeah, what a great group. I want you to meet my partner, Carol Padgett. I'm Claudia Greco, and we're here to have a real great time. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, after endless practice, we have finally achieved the degree of proficiency commensurate with the extreme difficulties encountered in this two-guitar arrangement of a modern classic.
What?
Hey, pretty baby.
You can't sit down.
Oh, don't you hear the drummer thumping?
You can't sit down.
You gotta shake it like crazy.
You can't sit down.
Cause the band is saying something.
You can't sit down.
Everybody is a jumping.
You can't sit down.
You gotta slop, bop, flip, flop, hip hop all around. You can't sit down. Oh, no, you can't sit down. You gotta
the hippie with a backbeat.
You can't sit down.
And the gang is really grooving.
You can't sit down.
You gotta get your motor moving.
You can't sit down.
You gotta make it, break it, shake it all.